Good morning, a Wednesday morning with our Judy Patrick, the editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning. Happy Valentine's Day, Judy. And I should say, we love your contributions to the program.
Thank you, David, and happy Valentine's Day to you as well.
Speaking of which, it happens to be the same day as Ash Wednesday, the Valentine's Day, and the story about the challenge for Catholics in the paper today.
You know, the last time Valentine's Day fell on Ash Wednesday was 1945. So it doesn't happen very often, but it does mean some challenges for people who are Catholic, because Catholics are not supposed to eat meat, especially on Ash Wednesday. Roman Catholic Diocese of Albany, like other dioceses across the country, said permission to eat meat today will not be granted. That's because Ash Wednesday is a particularly special holy day. Remember, a couple of years ago, St. Patrick's Day fell on a Friday, and some dioceses across the country did give special dispensation to allow Catholics to eat corned beef on that day, but that's not going to happen for Ash Wednesday. We talked to restaurants around the area, and they said they're preparing for this. They understand that, you know, people still want to go out for a special Valentine's Day meal. What they're doing is offering plenty of seafood, and they say their reservations are doing pretty well. You know, my thought was the only problem is going to be if you give up chocolate or Lent.
I guess, you know, you have to follow those rules if you're Catholic. Let's go to an equally interesting story. A lock of Washington's hair has been found.
You know, yeah, and you can see pictures of this on our website, on other people's website. This was at Union College in Schenectady in the Schaefer Library. They were doing an inventory of their old stuff, and they came across a book, and inside the book was an envelope that had a few strands of white to gray hair. On the outside of the envelope, it said Washington's hair. They knew right away that this is probably pretty important. They can't document for sure how they got this envelope with Washington's hair, but they know it's very old, and they know it's not unusual to find something more than 200 years old at their college. Also inside the envelope was a letter dated 1804 to James Alexander Hamilton. That's the third son of the Alexander Hamilton, who was married to Eliza Schuyler, if you remember Schuyler of Schuylerville, and grandson of Philip Schuyler. Alexander Hamilton served very closely with Washington. In fact, George and Martha Washington were godparents to Schuyler's youngest daughter. We talked to a historian at the Schuyler Mansion in Albany, which in fact has its own lock of Washington's hair. It must be all over the country.
It'd be great to know, too, why it was so common when you hear of these locks of hair that are found all over the place from different well-known folks. We've been speaking with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette, dailygazette.com, to see the photo. Listen to us at WAMC.org. Thanks, Judy.